英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师，欢迎大家呢在寒冷的冬日和我们一起来读读温暖的英语美文。今天带来这篇文章呢，其实是讲到关于亲子关系了，名字很有趣，叫做小型哺乳动物馆。
Hall of Small Mammals.
刚才还在视频花絮中跟大家解释哈，说这个 mammals 这个单词呢 ,M-A-M-M-A-L.
Well, a mammal is basically an animal with two things,hair, and it doesn't lay any eggs.
哦，你看朱迪老师用很好的这个生物知识给我们解释了。
This is how I remembered. I'm sure there's a very difficult explanation for what a mammal is, but this is just the way you have to remember this word.
From your education, you explained what is a mammal. 老师用他们这个从小接受的教育为我们简单的解释了什么叫哺乳动物。第一，它有毛发。第二呢，它不下蛋啊。
Yeah.
是的是的 ,mammals, 哺乳动物啊。那 hall 就是馆场馆对不对，我们都说 hall of fame, 名人堂对吧、
mm-hmm.
,hall of fame。这里 hall of small mammals, 看上去好像在讲动物园，讲小型哺乳动物馆啊。Does it talking about a zoo?
Yes, indeed. A hall of small mammals is usually to be found in a zoo.
哦，也是啊，也是讲呢动物园的事情。Okay, what is story about?
Well, you all can imagine the lines in a zoo. I mean, especially in China, right? Ren Shan Ren Hai.
是的。
Is that that's the one, right? Okay, so everywhere are people, and everyone wants to see the same animal. So, you can imagine a hot summer day,A little boy and his wannabe stepfather are standing in line for the Hall of Small Mammals.
好，看看啊，今天这个动物园的故事啊，在小型哺乳动物馆的门口呢，作者 The Narrator 和一个12岁的小朋友叫瓦尔一起排队呢，将近一个小时了。
Mm-hmm. They are already standing in line for over an hour, and it's hot.And the kid is rather spoiled.
哎呀，可是这个小男孩呢，稍微的有点不好伺候啊， mm-hmm. 有些淘气，有点调皮。因为瓦尔呢，是这个 narrator 啊，作者他女朋友的孩子，还不是他自己的亲生的孩子。
Exactly. The narrator is not the father of Val. He is the boyfriend of Val's mother, and he really, really wants Val to like him.But Val really, really doesn't like him.
对，其实呢，他就是想借这么一个啊，增进亲子感情的好机会呢，让这个瓦尔小朋友啊，能够喜欢他，能够接纳他。
嗯哼。
但是他没想到，好难啊，竟然这么难。因为瓦尔呢，特别想来看一种叫做 Pippins, 皮平的小猴子。
Yeah, Pippins, a kind of monkey.
但是呢，这机会难得，他们排了好久的队，队伍好像也没有什么进展啊，在缓慢的蠕动。
Mm-hmm.
但在中间呢，又出现了很多的风波。最重要的是啊 ，Val is not friendly to this narrator.
Honestly, I don't think Val has it in him to be friendly to anyone. Seriously, he's a very selfish little kid.
Wow. 那今天这个故事到底要讲什么呢？我们一起来听听看，读读看了啊。好 ,House of Small Mammals by Thomas Pierce. 有请出我们的朗读嘉宾小高老师。
Hall of Small Mammals, Thomas Pierce. Like always, Val had on his blue backpack that contained what I understood to be his novel in progress, plus his supply of granola bars, cookies, and popcorn. He was my girlfriend's 12-year-old son,and I wanted him to like me. We were at the end of a very long line. It seemed that everyone was at the zoo to see the baby pippins too. They were endangered monkeys, and probably would go extinct soon. By this point, we'd been waiting for almost an hour and had not even moved further in line for 5 meters. It was hot, very hot. All of this was exhausting. I was ready to give up and go home.But seeing the pippins would make him so happy, his mother had said. Val had studied up on pippins and knew all there was to know about their intelligence and diet, and their leafy forest home in wherever it was. Frankly, I didn't want to hear any more about the godforsaken pippins.
Like always, Val had on his blue backpack that contained what I understood to be his novel in progress.
Like always, 就是和往常一样了啊。
Yeah, as usual.
Val had his blue backpack. Backpack 就是咱们平时爱用背的双肩包啊。他呢还是和往常一样背着他那个蓝色的双肩包。那里边装着什么呢？
What I understood to be his novel in progress.
哦，我理解啊，可能是一本小说，但是他自己写的小说。
Mm-hmm.
In progress, 就是还在进展中，没写完。
Yeah, he's still busy writing his novel, so his novel is in progress.
这个小朋友12岁，还在自己写小说呢。
Yeah, it's basically like a diary, I think.
好的。
Plus, his supply of granola bars,Cookies and popcorn.
哎呦，这里有两个小难词啊，不知道是什么。什么叫做 granola?
Granola bars.
Granola bars.
These are like muesli bars, like energy bars, like, 力气棒 or something.
哦，是那种能量棒是吧？
能量棒 yeah,、oh. something like that.
就是 supply 呢，是补给的意思。那随身我们也知道，到动物园去玩，肯定你得背点火腿肠、鸡蛋什么的、香蕉之类的，
mm-hmm.
对吧？外国的小朋友啊，也是这样，他们带什么呢？带这种 granola bars， 格兰诺拉的麦片棒，还带了 cookies 饼干以及 popcorn 爆米花。
He was my girlfriend's 12-year-old son.And I wanted him to like me.
好，一句话指明了这个文章的主旨。小朋友呢，是我女朋友的12岁的儿子。
嗯，
同时呢，我也特别希望他能够喜欢我。
We were at the end of a very long line.
我俩这个时候啊，正在排一条非常非常长的队，而且我俩还在尽头 ,at the end of the long line.
It seemed...Everyone was at the zoo to see the baby pippins too.
哦，看上去呢，好像这动物园里的每个人都跟我们一样，关键都是想来看什么呀
？The baby pippins.
啊，叫 baby pippins， 就是动物园来看小皮平，这是皮平小猴子。
They were endangered monkeys.
好，一定要讲这个词 ，endangered 就是濒危动物了
，and probably.Would go extinct soon.
那很可能呢就快灭绝了 extinct. 我们来讲一下这两个单词啊 endangered 和 extinct.
Yeah, endangered means almost extinct. So extinct is like almost not like existing anymore.
对 endangered, in, 你看看 danger 就是危险嘛 endanger 已经是靠近危险的边缘了濒危了。那 extinct 呢就是灭绝了。
嗯，
你看，所以说它很稀奇嘛。动物园里的人们都排着队等着看 baby pippins。
By this point, we'd been waiting for almost an hour and had not even moved further in line for 5 meters.
此时此刻 ,by this point, 我们已经 waiting for almost an hour, 排了将近一个小时的队了。
嗯、
但是同时呢 ,not even moved further, 甚至连 for 5 meters, 连五米的距离啊都没能够向前挪动啊。
It was hot, very, very hot.、
哦、是夏天天气呢很炎热非常非常的炎热。
All of this was exhausting.
所有的这一切呢都已经什么呀 ,exhausting, 令人啊筋疲力尽了。Well, you can imagine that.
Yeah, of course.
5 minutes, 是吧在这个 是吧 ,in a scorching weather.
It's terrible already. I prefer the cold, I think. Well, maybe not.
An hour in this.
Oh, no. I prefer the hot, the heat, definitely.
反正啊天太热太冷你在外边熬了一个小时也都受不了是吧、
mm-hmm. I was ready to give up and go home.
你看大人都说 I was ready to give up. 我都准备好放弃了而是准备啊干脆就回家了。
But,Seeing the pippins would make him so happy, his mother had said.
但是他妈妈说呢，如果要是能见到这个 pippin 小猴子呢，会让他呀非常非常的高兴 ，would make him so happy. 对，一个小孩是吧？特别特别喜欢看动物园的小猴子，这很好理解啊。
Yeah, indeed. Like if children really, really want something like that, like maybe a new toy or maybe watch a TV show.And they're so extremely happy if they get it.
孩子的愿望有时候很简单，你只要小小的满足他们，他们就会特别开心，特别高兴。
Val had studied up on pippins and knew all there was to know about their intelligence and diet and their leafy forest home in wherever it was.
Wow, Val 这个小朋友还很聪明，他已经 studied up。这个短语的连用呢 ，study up 的意思是仔仔细细的做好功课了。
Yeah, he had read. Yeah, he had read. He had looked up some information.
做什么工作呢？他了解了关于这个动物的什么 ？All there was to know about their
intelligence.
哎，他们的智力情况如何呀
？And diet.
他们的饮食情况如何呀？
And their leafy forest home in wherever it was.
Leafy 是枝繁叶茂的 ，forest 森林的家啊，野生环境下呀，他们枝繁叶茂的栖息地。In 甭管他们在哪儿吧 ，in whatever it was. 所以小朋友已经知道了这个动物聪不聪明，智商高不高
？Very very smart kid.
他们住在哪里？他们吃什么？所以他对这个小猴子是非常的 interested,、
mm-hmm.
很感兴趣。所以要是能亲眼看一眼是非常的好。
Frankly, I didn't want to hear any more about the godforsaken pippins.
你看，这就是 adults.、Yeah. 这个 adults 就是这样的，大人对这个不感兴趣。
They have better stuff to do.
大人有大人自己感兴趣的事儿，要忙的事儿。所以他就说 ,frankly, 坦白讲啊、
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to hear any more.我一丁点都不想听到任何关于的什么叫 godforsaken pippins.
Yeah, something that is godforsaken is not really liked by anyone. It's either like ugly or annoying or boring or far away. Everything that's unpleasant.
一口语词 godforsaken 意思就是倒霉的可怜的、
mm-hmm.
啊。那种我再也不想听到任何关于那倒霉的 peeping 的任何的事情了，因为你可以感觉出来这个大人已经是非常的 tired of.
They were tired of Val speaking about those pippins all the time.
是家里有小朋友的家长可能都有这种经验啊、uh-huh. 小朋友在家里反反复复的说一件事情的时候，大人可能会 lose patience.
Yeah, indeed. Usually when kids are excited about something, they constantly talk about it.
我们正在收听的这些爸爸妈妈们，你们家的小朋友在九岁、十岁的时候对什么东西最感兴趣、mm-hmm. 天天念叨啊
Always talking about it.
对，感受呢是一样的。好，第二段。
So, I said, trying not to sound bored. Tell me about your novel. Val looked up at me like I just asked him to squash the family hamster. First of all, he said, it's not a novel. It's a screenplay.Oh, I said. Sorry, I was under the impression it was a novel. What's it about? The boy sighed. Well, you probably won't get it, he said. He gave me his backpack. Don't get out of line. I'll be right back. I watched him go toward the bathrooms. I checked my watch as we shuffled forward. The zoo would close its gates in 2 hours. I searched Val's backpack for some candy.He had some peppermints and half a bag of peach gummies, and I helped myself to a handful of those. I also couldn't resist looking at a screenplay. I suppose that's why, really, I'd opened the bag in the first place, just to have a quick peek.
So, I said, trying not to sound bored.
看这个大人啊，说话的时候，哎呀，还要控制自己的语气哈、啊，要听上去不是那么的无聊，不展现内心的厌烦啊。
Tell me about your novel.
那跟我说说你的这本小说吧。
Val looked up at me like I'd just asked him to squash the family hamster.
这种比喻真的是
something really ridiculous.
是 ,Val 这时候抬头看着我 ,look at me, like, 就好像我刚刚要让他去 squash。squash 是碾压压扁对不对 ?the family hamster, hamster 是
a hamster is like a little pet,
小仓鼠。
嗯。
那 squash the family hamster 是什么意思
?well, that's a question you don't ask someone because you don't want that to happen, so like, it's just a ridiculous question to ask, so Val looked at him as if, like, it was a very ridiculous question to ask what my Like, why do you ask what my novel is about? Like, how dare you ask that even?
哦，那小朋友啊，给他的那种目光，就让这个成年人感觉到好像他问了一个很不该问的问题一样，就好像他被要求说你去给我碾死一个家里的小仓鼠一样，一个非常滑稽 ridiculous 的 question。这小朋友甚至都不想他问这样的问题啊啊，碾死一只小仓鼠叫 squash the family hamster。First of all,
he said, it's not a novel. It's a screenplay.
我们看出来了，这个小朋友啊不大想跟这个人交流，对
不对？ He really doesn't want to talk to him.
是真是不喜欢他，他不喜欢妈妈的这个男朋友。他首先小朋友郑重其事地说，他不是一本小说，他是一个 screenplay。Screenplay 是电影剧本。
Yeah, it's a script. It's like a book where in which the lines are written that actors and actresses have to know by heart when they perform in a movie.
Hmm. Oh.
Oh, I said. Sorry, I was under the impression it was a novel. What is it about?
哎，大人只好道歉说，啊，对不起，对不起。Under the impression, I was under the impression. 我有印象，是吧？
I thought.
对，我有印象，我感觉，我认为 under 什么什么 impression, 在什么印象之下。啊，我觉得它可能是本小说吧。那它是什么呢？
The boy sighed.
孩子是，唉，叹了口气。
Well, you probably won't get it.
孩子说，啊，你可能理解不了。
He said, he gave me his backpack.
他把他的背包递给了我。
Don't get out of line. I'll be right back.
他命令这个大人说哈，说你继续排队哦，你不要 get out of line, 你不要走开哦，不要离开这个队伍哦，我马上就回来。
I watched him go towards the bathrooms.
我就看着他朝这个卫生间啊，洗手间的方向就走过去了。
I checked my watch as we shuffled forward.
I checked my watch. 我又顺便看了一眼手表。As we
shuffled.
Shuffle forward 是什么意思？ Shuffle 是。
Do you know that song? Every day I'm shuffling.
哎呦，那是什么意思啊？
Okay, that means to move your feet with little steps forward, like tiny steps, so that you kind ofYou don't even have to lift your feet, you just like move a little bit with your feet still on the ground. That's how slow you go.
就是向前蹭一步，蹭两步，蹭三步，蹭四步，慢慢的蹭，叫 shuffle forward. 一边看表，哎呀，一边呢又随着队伍向前蹭了几步，啊，排队太难了。
The zoo would close its gates in 2 hours.
还有两个小时，动物园就要关门了， close its gates.
I searched Val's backpack for some candy.
Search, 搜索 backpack, 背包。我呢就像瓦尔的背包里边啊搜索搜刮了一些糖果 for some candy.
He had some peppermints and half a bag of peach gummies.
他包包里有什么呢？他有一些 peppermints, 这是什么？
Peppermints are...薄荷糖
wow,
I think.
看看这个 vocabulary, 真的是太厉害了啊这个词汇量。
I'm
薄荷糖。那 peach gummies 呢
Okay, yeah, I don't know the Chinese translation for that.
Peach, 你知道
桃子。
对 peach, 您这个词汇量真的可以。Peach gummies, gummies 就是一种
It's like a soft candy.
Soft candy.
Yeah, a soft candy.
You prefer soft candy or hard candy?
Oh, definitely soft candy.
Oh, definitely hard candy.
Nice.
Okay. 你不觉得 soft candy 很粘牙吗？
I like that.
It's sticky.
Yeah, but I like that for some reason. Like, it's good.
Okay.
I like stickiness.
大家喜欢软糖还是硬糖啊？啊，我们来 PK 一下。喜欢软糖打一，喜欢硬糖的打二。
No, with hard candy, I'm always afraid that if I have to laugh, and I laugh quite a lot, then I swallow it, and then it's stuck in my throat.
It will get melted. 你看看 peach gummies 就是桃子味的软糖。Let's see. Ah, they prefer soft candies.
Oh, really?
Soft candies are one, hard candies are two.
Oh, Jackie, what is three?
What is three mean? 有人打了三，请问三是什么？
Both.
所以我觉得应该是 soft candy 比较多一些。你看
Ha! I win! I win!
You win!
Thank you!
Yeah. Soft candy is win!
Soft is always better. Anyway.
好的。那么桃子味的、桃子味的软糖了。I helped myself to...
A handful of those.
对 ,help oneself, 就是自己取了一点哈就取了大概有个一把吧 ,a handful
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, he just grabbed a handful. I also couldn't resist looking at his screenplay.
好 ,couldn't resist doing something. 这个短语可以记一下就是不能克制住什么事情忍不住做某事儿 ,resist. 我忍不住把目光啊哎呀停留在他的电影剧本上了。
I suppose that's why, really, I opened the bag in the first place.
他说呀，我想可能真的真的啊，我其实一开始打开这个包 ，in the first place， 一开始打开这个包，就是为了偷偷看一眼这剧本 ，just to have a quick
peek.
P-E-E-K， 它不是光明正大的看，它是
，it's just to have a quick look at something. To have a peek at something.
Oh, to have a peek at something, 就是偷偷的瞅一眼、偷窥、偷窥、偷偷的看一眼。那到底这个剧本里写了些什么呢？
The story was about time travel. Val's hero was the son of a famous scientist, who in the first scene turned up dead in her lab. The hero's mother had figured out a way to move through time. Soon, using his mother's notes, the hero was whipped back to the Bronze Age.Miraculously, everyone spoke English. The villain was some sort of tribal chief who was holding the mother captive. Yes, she was still alive. Reading further, I had no trouble working out what was going on. The villain was me, clearly, and I was probably going to die before the end of the movie. I should have hated the script, I suppose, but partly I was honored to be included at all. We were finally moving now.I could see the entrance to the Hall of Small Mammals. But where was Val? I scanned the crowds. Had I been wrong to let a 12-year-old go off on his own at a public zoo? He'd been gone for more than 20 minutes. Would you mind holding my place? I asked a couple behind me. The woman said of course they wouldn't mind, but my request agitated the man. Well, he added, we can try.
The story was about time travel.
哦，这个小朋友写的故事啊，是关于时间旅行的。
Val's hero was the son of a famous scientist who in the first scene turned up dead in her lab.
故事的主角，也就是 Val 所写的那位英雄呢，那位主角 hero 呢，是 son of a famous scientist, 是一个著名科学家的儿子。可是呢 ,in the first scene, 在第一个场景当中呢 ,turned up dead in her lab, 就死在了自己家的实验室里。Lab is short for
laboratory.
实验室。哦，刚第一个场景呢就牺牲了。
The hero's mother had figured out a way to move through time.
然后呢他的母亲呢也就 figure out, 就想出来了设计出来了一种方式可以 move through time, 可以怎么样呢穿越时空。
Soon, using his mother's notes, the hero was whipped back to the Bronze Age.
很快用他妈妈的这个 notes, 就是笔记吧、写好的笔记呢这位主人公就 whip back, 这短语说一下 ,whip, W-I-W-H-I-P-P-E-D.
Move very, very fast to whip.
哦 ,whip, 就是极快速的移动。
嗯
哼。用母亲的留下来的这些笔记呢啊他就穿越到了。
到 the Bronze Age.
Bronze, 铜青铜 age 时代就穿越到了一个青铜器的时代。
Miraculously.
好这个词什么意思 Miracle.
It was a miracle.、
Miracle 是名词。
Mm-hmm.
Miraculously.
If something happens miraculously, it happens in a way that is a miracle that nobody had thought of. 没想到。
没想到的。
Yeah.
特别意外的出乎意料的、yeah. 叫 miraculously. 每个人。
Everyone spoke English.
都讲着英语。
Of course, in the Bronze Age, nobody spoke English. English didn't exist yet.
当然，但是在他的科幻小说当中呢，每个人都说着英语。
The villain was some sort of tribal chief who was holding the mother captive.
好，这里有个关键词叫 villain, V-I-L-L-A-I-N, 就是恶棍、流氓、坏蛋。
The bad guy.
对，有一个反角叫 villain。Villain 呢是 sort of, 是某种
tribal chief.
啊，部落的 tribal chief 领袖吧，部落首领什么呢
？Who was holding the mother captive?
Captive 是把某人囚禁起来，关起来，对不对
？Yeah, like if you hold someone captive, you keep someone imprisoned.
啊，这故事里这坏人呢，就是某个部落首领，然后呢，把这个男主角的这母亲啊，就是俘虏了啊，作为俘虏呢，给囚禁了起来。
Yes, she was still alive.
没错，母亲呢还活着。
Reading further,
继续往下读。
I had no trouble working out what was going on.
I had no trouble doing something. 毫不费劲儿的，我就能知道 what was going on. 我就知道结尾情景是怎么发展的了。
The villain was me, clearly.
很显然，那反派就是我。
And I was probably going to die before the end of the movie.
哎呀，我很可能在电影结尾前啊，也就会死掉了啊。
I should have hated the script.
真的，我完全应该讨厌，应该恨这种剧本。
I suppose. But partly I was honored to be included at all.
哎呀，还很礼貌哈，但是 partly 就是什么说？就是
for a part, for a small like bit.
好，但是
for a little bit.
从那么小小的一部分的意义上来说呢，我又很荣幸，因为我的形象呢还能够被他写入这个剧本，还能够 be included at all，还能被写进去，说明在这个孩子的内心世界当中呢，有这样一个人物，有妈妈的男朋友这个人物形象出现。
Yeah, so he feels like okay, I'm the bad guy in his story, in his.Fantasy, but still I'm in the story. So it means that I'm not nothing or like that I'm not like someone who is like unimportant. So,
有这么一个角色，但是呢，肯定是不喜欢他，肯定是非常排斥他。但这个大人呢，还是挺客气的。
We were finally moving now.
We were finally moving now. 哎呀，这个长队啊，终于开始向前挪动了。
I could see the entrance to the Hall of Small Mammals.
Entrance 就是入口，几乎可以看到小型哺乳动物馆的门口了。
But where was Val?
哎呀，这瓦尔去哪儿了呢
？I scanned the crowd.
Scan 是扫视、扫描 ，crowds 人群。我赶紧扫视了一下人群。
Had I been wrong?To let a 12-year-old go off on his own at a public zoo?
Had I been wrong? 哎呀，我是不是做错了什么事情啊 去让一个12岁的小孩 go off, 就是走开 on his own, 独自走开 at a public zoo, 还在一个公共动物园里独自走开。哟，我是不是犯了一个错误啊
He'd been gone for more than 20 minutes.
他已经离开20多分钟了。
Would you mind holding my place? I asked a couple behind me.
然后我赶紧就问了问啊，我身后的一对夫妇啊，我就说 ，Would you mind? 您是否介意 holding my place? 大家注意看这个句子哦，以后如果你们在 public places 啊排队的时候，你完全可以用 Would you mind holding my place?
Very good, very good. That means Would you mind making sure that nobody takes my place in line?
你也可以说 Would you mind nobody 对吧 ？Nobody takes
my place.
Takes my place. 没人占我的位置。你也可以说 hold my place. 帮我握住、持住、把住我的这个位置。叫 hold the place. 啊，注意啊，这个可以学起来啊。公众场合排队的时候，尤其是在国外。
I asked a couple behind me. The woman said, of course, they wouldn't mind.
哎，女人就回答说，当然，当然，不介意，不介意 ,wouldn't mind.
But my request...agitated the man.
但是我的这个请求呢 ,agitate, 就是稍微有点激怒了让某人有点不爽。
made the man a little bit angry.
哎，这个男人呢，却稍微有点不爽啊。
Well, he added, we can try.
啊，行吧，行吧，尽量吧，他就这么回答说。
I set off for the bathrooms. Children streamed by, eating cotton candy and peanuts, and hugging plush animal toys. I was beginning to panic. I imagined the boy in the trunk of a kidnapper's car. I imagined him lying in the back of an ambulance. I walked faster. Maybe the zoo was going to have to make one of those announcements over the loudspeaker that he has shamed so many parents over the years. In the end, though, Val was the one who found me. What are you doing? He asked. I was looking for you, I said. I was relieved, but also a little irritated to see him again. Just great, he said. Wonderful. I leave you alone for 10 minutes. Was I not clear enough? He called me useless. He called me hopeless and worse. Actually, I yelled back to him when I remembered it, someone is holding our place in line. If Val heard me, he gave no indication. When we got back to the line, the couple holding our place had already gone inside. Val despaired. You do realize this is a temporary exhibit, he said.
I set off for the bathrooms.
Set off 的意思呢就是
went to.
哎，去了。我也开始啊，我离开队伍就开始朝洗手间的方向走过去，去找人了。
Children streamed by, eating cotton candy and peanuts and hugging plush animal toys.
哎，这个 stream by 是什么意思？ Stream 是溪流嘛，对吧？
Yeah, to constantly keep coming, keep passing by.、
哦、
a stream of people is a large amount of people.
人潮，人来人往。说到处啊，人来人往都是孩子。什么样的孩子呢？要不就是 eating
cotton candy，
吃棉花糖。
And peanuts.
吃着花生。
And hugging plush animal toys.
手里抱着都是 plush, 毛茸茸的动物玩具。
I was beginning to panic.
哎呀，完了完了，有点慌了啊，到处都是孩子，有点恐慌了， panic.
I imagined the boy in the trunk of a kidnapper's car.
哎呀，这个时候脑海里啊，完全就浮现出另外的画面了。啊，感觉到这个男孩已经在 kidnapper, 啊，绑架者的后备箱里了
,trunk of a kidnapper's car,
已经在绑匪的汽车后备箱里的画面了脑海里啊。
I imagine him lying in the back of an ambulance,
然后又想象出他已经躺在 ambulance, 救护车的什么 back, 救护车里的场景。
I'm exactly like that. Whenever I went with my younger sister out and I would lose her again, because I would always lose her, I would freak out. I would really think, ah,、oh, she's like kidnapped or she's in the hospital, blah, blah. And then it turns out she's just sleeping somewhere.、
哎、人的这个忧患意识啊都是这样的啊、mm. 反正想象力特发达特发达、mm. 没有做不到只有想不到。
I walked faster.
这个时候我又加快了脚步。
Maybe the zoo was going to have to make one of those announcements over the loudspeaker that has shamed so many parents over the years.
这句话的意思就是说，也许这个动物园呢，过会儿啊，就得用，必须得用 going to have to make one of those announcements， 要用什么 loudspeaker， 要用个大喇叭、扬声器来什么发布一条公告了，就是广播喊人。
Yeah.Would the parent of Val blah blah come pick him up at the entrance? That's like such a.
但是这种发布啊，喊人呢，是一种 shame.
Yeah, it shames many parents because usually when you hear such an announcement, then you think, oh, those parents, they really cannot look after their kid well.
对，应该会发布一条多少年来让许多父母都感到羞愧的公告了，广播喊人了。每当这个时候，人们都会觉得，哎，什么父母啊，让孩子都走丢了啊，
mm-hmm.
所以 shame so many parents.
In the end, though, Val was the one that found me.
Hey, 最终呢，瓦尔他找到了我。他小朋友很聪明，没准是故意的、
yeah.
啊，不想跟他待在一起，你不觉得吗
？What are you doing? He asked.
哎，小朋友还问他说：“您在这干嘛呢
？”I was looking for you.
我这不正找你吗
？I said. I was relieved.But also a little irritated to see him again.
哎，我这是悬着的心啊啊！终于 relieved， 哎呀，终于放下了。但是呢，再次看到他的时候，又有点 irritated， 有点生气。
Just great, he said. Wonderful. I leave you alone for 10 minutes. Was I not clear enough?
哎， 小朋友是这么说的，他说 just great, 说、
yeah. very, very sarcastic.
哎，很讽刺，他说我挺好的啊 wonderful, 好极了。我就是让你自己待十分钟 I leave you alone, 让某人自己 leave alone, 就是自己单独待着 for 10 minutes. 难道我表达的还不够清楚吗？
He called me useless.
Wow, 他说我呀不顶用 useless, 没啥用不可救药。
He called me hopeless.
不可救药嘛没希望了。
And worse.
还说了更难听的话。
Actually, I yelled back to him when I remembered it. Someone is holding our place in line.
这个时候呢我也那什么就吼回去了啊就说事实上I yelled back, 就是吼回去了 to him when I remember it. 我还是记得我吼回去了当时。Someone is holding our place in line. 有人还帮我们占着位置呢。
If Val heard me, he gave no indication.
好,即便他听到了我的话,他也没有什么叫 indication. 他没有给我、
Sign.
哦,他没有给我任何的 indication, 没有给我任何的回应,就当没听见一样。
嗯。When we got back to the line,
当我们回到位置的时候
the couple holding our place had already gone inside.
哦，那对帮我们占位子的夫妇已经进去了。
Val despaired.
好，看这个词 ,disappear, 来讲一下。
Yeah, he was losing hope. He despaired.
就是非常非常的绝望。其实这种心情我想大家都可以理解对吧
Yeah.
排了一个多小时的队就这么一会儿。
And suddenly, no chance anymore of getting to the end of the line.
Who's the fault?
I don't think it's the guy's fault, to be honest.
对吧那这是谁的错呢
Nobody's.
谁的错呢
You do realize that this is a temporary exhibit, he said.
他非常的生气、嗯、非常的生气。
Very angry.
然后他说了一句话他说
You do realize this is a temporary exhibit?
你可知道啊你是否你确实你能意识到这是一次 temporary, 临时的 exhibit, 展览。
嗯。
那这句话什么意思啊
?It means,
you know,
do you understand how bad this is? Do you realize what you have done?
Do you realize that what we have missed?
Uh-huh.
对吧你能意识到我们错过了什么的吗你能意识到这个错误你不在人群里你跑来找我是多么严重的错误吗
Yeah, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And as if it could not have gotten any worse, a zoo official announced that the zoo was about to close and wished everyone who was waiting to go into the hall better luck next time. Nobody was allowed to enter the hall of small mammals and see the pippins anymore today.Val, however, was not dissuaded. He started running towards the entrance gate of the hall, but the zoo official jumped in front of him and stopped him from entering. Sorry, buddy. Closed, the official said to him and locked the entrance gate. Open the gate, Val said, and tugged at the man's arm, and for the first time ever, he gazed hopefully over at me. He seemed to be on the verge of tears. I sensed an opportunity.Maybe the tribal chief wouldn't have to die at the end of Val's movie after all. Now, wait a minute, I said to the official. Can we talk?
好。这个时候啊。
And as if it could not have gotten any worse.
而且看情况呢 as if 就似乎啊 couldn't have gotten any worse. 情况不可能变得更糟糕了。
A zoo official announced that the zoo was about to close.
所以更糟糕的事来了。Zoo official, 动物园的官员来了宣布说动物园 was about to, 就是 going to, 即将要关门了。
And wished everyone who was waiting to go into the hall better luck next time.
然后已经开始在住院等待进入展馆的每个人下次能有更好的运气了。
Nobody was allowed to enter the hall of small mammals and see the pippins anymore today.
今天已经任何人都不允许再 enter, 再进入了再去看这个小猴子了。
Val, however, was not dissuaded.
这是个新词 ,dissuade. 我们学过 persuade, 是劝说 啊，第一思维的呢？
To be convinced by something that you really don't want to be convinced by.
不听劝。
Yeah.
这小朋友啊有点自我他不听劝。
He started running towards the entrance gate of the hall.
你看他这个时候马上开始什么呀人家就开始往外走了。他开始飞奔向展馆的入口他非要去。Started running towards the entrance gate of the hall.
But the zoo official jumped in front of him and stopped him from entering.
但人家动物园的工作人员马上就 jumped in front of him, 就赶紧就跳在他跟前儿就拦住了他阻止他再次进入。
Sorry, buddy, closed.
抱歉孩子已经关门了。
The official said to him,
这位官员对他说
and locked the entrance gate.
然后呢锁上了这个入口的门。
Open the gate, Val said, and tugged at the man's arm. And for the first time ever, he gazed hopefully over at me.
Val 这个时候特别的绝望啊，大声地喊道说，把门打开 ,open the gate, tug at the man's arm.
He was like pulling the man's arm, he was pushing the man's arm, like just go away, he wants to say.
对 tug 就是拖着啊那个男人的手臂啊不依不饶的。诶我想问问大家就是如果是您的孩子带着孩子看动物园啊如果是这个情况出现了的话您是准备回去呢还是像
Oh, definitely, I would go away, see something else, like see a giraffe or something like that. Like something that you see in a zoo, right?
是吧如果是您带着孩子去参观遇到这种事儿是不是就回去了哈就关门了吗
Yeah.
但是 Val 不这样。哎呀拖着那个官员的手臂 啊动物园工作人员的手臂啊你说打门打开打开。第一次 for the first time ever.
He gazed hopefully over at me.
哇他用那种 hopefully, 期望的眼神啊 gazed at me. 就是
Looking at me.
对看着我有生以来第一次因为有求于人了嘛。
He seemed to be on the verge of tears.
On the verge, 就在什么的边缘了已经一触即发了马上就要掉泪了。
I sensed an opportunity.
好我觉察到这是一个机会。
Maybe the tribal chief wouldn't have to die at the end of Val's movie after all.
毕竟部落首领有可能在他的马尔的剧本当中结尾不死了。
Now, wait a minute, I said to the official. Can we talk?
哎，先等等，我对人家动物园工作人员说，咱能谈谈吗？
I took him aside far enough so that Val could not hear us. Listen, I said. The thing is, he's not mine. He's my girlfriend's kid, and he hates me, okay?But listen, he's got to see these monkeys. Please help me with this. The official shook his head. He first of all needs to apologize, he said. Yes, of course, I said. Definitely. We walked over to Val, who had never stopped trying to open the gate himself. Val, apologize to this gentleman, I said. Val was about to say something. Something offensive, I was sure of it.So I made a face that I hoped he would understand. Thank God he did for once. Okay, he said, and looked up at the official. Sorry, I am. I was just excited. He can go in, the zoo official said. Then turned to me. But just him. You'll have to wait outside. Why? I asked. We're together. Take it or leave it, the man said. I'm only letting in one more person.Val looked up at me victoriously. I decided to let it slide and stepped back. To be perfectly honest, I wouldn't mind a little more appreciation, pal, I said. Thanks for that, he said. He was such an easy kid to dislike. He walked into the hall. He didn't say thank you, or I'll see you on the other side, or anything else. He acted like I wasn't even there, like he'd already forgotten me.
I took him aside far enough.So that Val could not hear us.
我就把这工作人员呢拉到啊足够远的地方以至于呢瓦尔啊就听不到我们在说什么了。
Listen, I said. The thing is, he's not mine. He's my girlfriend's kid, and he hates me, okay?
实话全都说出来了啊，就对人家工作人员说，哎，我跟您说啊，事情是这样的，这小孩啊，他不是我的孩子，他是我女朋友的孩子，他不喜欢我，您懂这意思吧？
But listen, he's got to see these monkeys. Please help me with this.
但是您听啊，您听着啊，他必须进去看那些猴子，所以您务必得帮帮我，向人家求情了，您看看。
The official shook his head.
还是人家工作人员还是摇头。
He first of all needs to apologize, he said.
那这小孩首先得道歉吧。
Yes, yes, of course, I said.
当然当然，那肯定的，肯定道歉。
Definitely.
肯定了，绝对，必须的。
We walked over to Val.
然后呢，他俩就一块儿朝小孩走过去啊。
Who had never stopped trying to open the gate himself.
这小孩一直在自己尝试着把这个门打开。
Brilliant.
啊，他非要打开。
Val, apologize to this gentleman, I said.
我就开口对马尔下了个命令啊，我就说，马尔啊，你向这位先生道个歉。
Val was about to say something offensive.
但是马尔这个时候呢，正要开口说话，但是我相信他肯定是要说一些非常 offensive,
something insulting, something rude,
非常攻击性的语言。
I was sure of it.
我非常确信。
So, I made a face that I hoped he would understand.
所以我朝他做了个鬼脸，我希望他能理解我的意思。
Thank God he did for once.
终于感谢上帝啊，他史无前例地理解了我的意思。
Okay, he said.And looked up at the official.
他说好啊，他就抬头看着这个工作人员。
Sorry, I am. I was just excited.
很抱歉，我的错。我刚才有些激动了。
He can go in, the zoo official said, then turned to me.
好吧，他可以进去。人家动物园这个工作人员这个时候啊，就放了他一马，就说行吧，可以进去。然后呢，就转向我 ，turn to me。
But just him, you'll have to wait outside.
但是只有他能进去，您呢还必须得在外边等着。You'll have to wait outside.
Why? I asked.
那为什么呀？
We're together.
我们可是一起来的哦。
Take it or leave it.
这个短语非常好，我们来说说实际生活中怎么用。要么拿着，要么走。Take it or leave it.
I don't care what you do with this. Doesn't matter. You have this option now. I let you choose. I don't care what you choose.
Take it. 要么接受，要么 leave it.
Yeah.
要么接受条件，要么走，没有中间选择，非黑即白。A or B, 您自己看着办。Take it or leave it.
The man said,
这就是唯一的条件了，要去就他一个人进去。
I am only letting in one more person.
我们只能 letting in, 放一个人进去了。One more person, not two.
Val looked up at me,victoriously.
好，看看这个单词，看看这个单词。我们学过胜利 ,victory. Victoriously.
Yeah. He really looked at me as if he had won. As if he was like, ha! You see? I win. You lose.
一种胜利的表情、得意的、胜利的表情。瞧瞧啊，我赢了啊，这种表情。Victoriously.
I decided to let it slide and step back.
好，又是一个很好的短语。Let it slide. Slide 就是滑走，让它滑走。
To let it go, like to not care anymore, to think, oh, whatever, I'm not going to spend more energy on this, like it's not worth it.
就是说呢，哎，就随便了吧，也就是说不计较了。Let it go.哎，不计较了，就不跟这小孩一般见识了，不跟他见识了。Let it slide and stepped back, 就选择了妥协。Stepped back 就是跨了一步往后、
yeah.
往后迈了一步，就算了算了算了。
To be perfectly honest, I wouldn't mind a little more appreciation, pal.
这个说得很客气了啊，这个大人说得很客气了，他说 to be perfectly honest,就很坦率地说，我很坦率跟你说，我不介意 a little more.
Appreciation.
Appreciation. 就你稍微给我来一点点感谢啊，小伙计，是吧？我不介意你稍微给我一点小好感谢，因为别忘了是我让你才能进去的。
Thanks for that, he said.
他就简单的说了一句，谢了。
He was such an easy kid to dislike.
好，这句话是什么意思？他是一个如此。
It was not difficult to dislike Val. It was not difficult to don't like Val.
对 ,dislike, 就是不喜欢 Val 啊，这件事儿是非常容易的。换句话说，这小孩啊真的是一个不讨人喜欢的孩子。不讨人喜欢 ,it's such an easy kiss to dislike.
He walked into the hall.
他走进了展馆。
He didn't say thank you,or I'll see you on the other side, or anything else.
他就这么大摇大摆地走进了展馆，连一句谢谢您，或者是说出口见 I'll see you on the other side, or anything else, 或者是这样的话等等类似的话是一句都没有。
He acted like I wasn't even there.
他表现得我好像根本就不在场 I was even there.
Like he'd already forgotten me.
就好像他已经把我忘了呀，干干净净了，好像我这个人就不存在一样。哇，这个故事啊，大家看看他写的是什么，不容易讨好的小朋友，一个非常不容易讨好的小朋友。
Actually, I think this situation happens more often than we realize. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't have kids myself, but I can picture this scene happening anytime. Like, happening in the supermarket, happening at home when a kid needs to watch television or something. Like, children can be pretty cruel at a certain age.
对。他吧也不知道他是不是本来就这样，反正呢、mm-hmm. 他就是不大喜欢他这个后准爸爸、
yeah.
准后爸，不喜欢，他不喜欢，然后表现得非常的尖利、
yeah.
非常的针锋相对。
Yeah. So it's really like up to the parents to be honest to not spoil their kid too much because otherwise they just become easy to dislike.
好，有的同学说了，说明这个孩子呢是一个非常 emotional 啊，一个比较重感情的孩子。有的人说，
yeah.
但是我觉得 Val 有的地方也不大礼貌啊，比如说，
yeah.
人家都已经 close 了，
yeah,
还拼命要进去。
I mean, if I would behave like this to a zoo official, my parents would never take me to the zoo again in my life because, like, they would be like, "Yeah, you were so rude to the zoo official. You couldn't do that." Although we must realize that.This story originally is a bit longer, and in the longer story, it is mentioned that Val has diabetes. He has a disease that is related to his blood sugar. So his mom was like, oh, my kid is like sick, and he's different than other kids because of this, so I have to make him feel good about himself. So she gives him more attention than she would have given him probably when he was just like not sick. So yeah, it's easy to, for a sick kid to feel sympathy and to like pity them and like spoil them because you feel like, oh yeah, they need to feel good about themselves. They need to like, yeah, you know, because they are so sick. No, sick children are children. So they just also need to grow up as normal functioning adults. You shouldn't treat them like because they're special, like give them more gifts or something like that. This makes it worse.
这小朋友吧有 diabetes, 有糖尿病啊，所以他的血糖水平呢有点不稳定。
嗯，
然后他妈妈呢就由此啊就觉得这个给这个孩子额外的更多的溺爱，觉得他与众不同啊，要给他更多的关心啊等等，后来就养成了这个孩子比较独立比较自我的那种。
Yeah,
比较自我的个性
indeed.
哎，比较自我的个性，所以呢，可能他作者也是想说，甭管这个孩子是不是身体有点毛病，都应该当成正常的孩子一样来养育啊，
yeah.
不要过分的去讨好。
Yeah, sick or not sick, children should just learn how to function in a world where they cannot always get it their way. So if you don't teach them, like as a kid, that's...They can't have it all their way all the time. Then as an adult, how can they deal with like stuff that is not going well. How can they deal with problems? How can they deal with not getting what they want?
对，这
孩子，they can't.
这孩子从小要是溺爱以后啊，这长大了以后，跟这个在社会上去跟人交往的话，可能会经会的吃亏，
嗯哼，
可能会受到更多，可能会经受更多的心理问题吧。
Yeah.
啊，大概就是这样一个议题啊。好，今天的美文就是这样了，感谢就地老师的挑选和讲解。
Thank you for listening.
好，同学们，咱们下次见，拜拜。
拜拜。